It's the Outdoor Show. Steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
This will be our last outdoor report of the show today. We've had just a ton of deer hunting tips, and I really appreciate the emails and folks calling in asking questions. I realize that there's a lot of hunters out there that probably aren't benefiting too much from the discussion and the tips that I'm passing along. They're very basic tips. But there's a chance that maybe I just jog your memory. Maybe you will find some merit in what I'm talking about and think about it when you go out there in the woods. But for those of you out there who might be brand new deer hunters who haven't had, or maybe you haven't had a lot of kind of someone looking over your shoulder helping you. You're trying to figure it all out on your own right now. Well, hopefully you can learn something from this stuff. We're going to get into hunting near watering holes in just a second. I want to thank our sponsor one final time, Great Lakes and Land Real Estate, participating with Cabela's Trophy Properties. Tim and Linda will take great care of you, whether you're buying or selling recreational property. And we've been talking about a bunch of different properties available. You can check them all out at their phenomenal website, greatlakesandland.com. Or you can give them a call, 524-6288. That's Great Lakes and Land participating with Cabela's Trophy Properties. So, watering holes. You really can find really good concentrations of deer near watering holes, especially in areas that don't have a lot of access to water. And even if they do have a lot of water running through the area, maybe you got a brook that runs through or a stream, you'll notice if you do any scouting, you'll notice that there are different spots that deer like to cross over water, if it's a stream or river, and they'll also use the same spots to drink from. Now, why is that? Well, because deer have to put their, you think about it, when they feed or when they drink, they have to put their head down. They can't hear as well, they can't see as far away. They can't certainly smell as much if their nose is stuck down in the water. So they're very skittish. They like to have the comfort of the same spot over and over because they know the surroundings so well. So when a white-tailed deer goes to the same spot to drink, they honestly are going to notice any little change. If they go to feed, they're going to look for any little change. But use water in the same way that you use a food source. Think about it in the exact same way. And sometimes water can be even more effective, especially if you're in an area, let's say, for instance, the Sands Plains area. Well, water is not readily available everywhere out there. I remember walking through the Plains area in an area that had a lot of deer in it, and there was this puddle. And I remember how many hoof prints I saw around that puddle. Fresh ones every day. Use this to your advantage, just like you would use a food source, just like if you had an apple tree growing that you knew deer were visiting quite regularly. And especially if you have a food source and a water source nearby, deer really like that because they already feel secure scoping out the area that they have walk 50 yards away and get a drink after they eat. It works very well. So just something to think about. People don't think about water when they're out in the woods deer hunting as much as they do think about feeding areas. Very similar results can be had by utilizing watering holes for white-tailed deer just like feeding spots. So